about y'all, but I didn't get any of the rain I was...
No.
I was promised yesterday. I even got some fertilizer down, waiting for it to soak in. Woke up, it was just as dry as when I went to bed.
We didn't get very much down here either. I guess farther, a little bit farther south, they got hit pretty good, but farther north, we kind of trickled out.
We got a caller, and Williams said the rain just hit there.
Oh.
Which is reverse of what they were telling us. It was coming up from Tucson. Well, here we are today, and I get hopefully now coming down from Williams.
You know, one of the things I'd like to do is with the storms that have rolled through the state right now, I'd like to bring it to everyone's attention that the Register of Contractors has issued a statewide warning on the danger of contracting with storm chasers that come into the state specifically after these events trying to earn your business. Folks, be very careful when proceeding with any storm repair. It kind of seems urgent at the time. You've incurred a loss. You've got a mess. You need it cleaned up. First person knocks on your door, you're probably going to grab them by their neck and say, yeah, come on in, let's take care of it. Look, if you've got storm damage, know this, that one of the newest statewide Rosie certified partners in our referral directory is the entire 18 franchises of ServPro. So you can now go to ServPro in Arizona and know you are going to get the Rosie certified service. Don't go signing contracts, giving money, handing over deposits to storm chasers or contractors you don't know. And one of the things we talk about in dealing with insurance losses all the time is your contractor really should be an expert at dealing with insurance, because Stan, as you know, dealing with the insurance companies and insurance laws, it's really a different game.
Absolutely.
It's a specialty.
Absolutely. And a lot of contractors, you know, kind of shy away from insurance companies because of that. And so you want to get somebody that's specialized, that knows how to deal with their insurance company, can communicate with them, and handle all of that paperwork for you.
Yeah. So y'all, again, can go to Rosie on the House, and it can be, and it will be forever, the safest place for you to start all of the ServPro franchises. You just go to Rosie on the House, plug in your zip code, go to the ServPro page, and they'll show you and tell you which franchise operator is the closest to your particular neighborhood and can jump on the situation the fastest. I was talking to one of the guys the other day, and he said, Rosie, I can't really talk right now. He says, I'm kind of in a bind. I said, oh, what's that? He says, yeah, I'm at a LA Fitness that flooded, and I've got 100 men here moving weights and shoveling mud. I need to call you back.
Oh, gosh. You know, and the other thing is, don't make your life any more miserable than it already is due to the disaster that you're suffering by hiring a storm chaser. You just need that additional frustration and aggravation in your life dealing with two catastrophes rather than one.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to reach out to all the homeowners that aren't too embarrassed to admit they did it back in the hailstorm of 11.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, October 5th, I think it was October 5th, 2011. The hailstorm blew through here, and a lot of roofs and a lot of air conditioning equipment got replaced. A lot of those homeowners had tremendous nightmares just a year and a half, 2 years later, when they realized the contractor they used wasn't locally licensed, bonded, or insured. The work was done substandard. I'm going to have to try and find out some nice little gift to give those homeowners so they can call in and share their stories with us, so we can maybe use their lesson to, again, turn around and protect their neighbors, their friends, their relatives,
absolutely,
and the rest of the Arizona homeowners.
Absolutely.
So if you're one of those that kind of made a poor decision, elected to take one of the storm chasers that came in from out of state, many of them just borrowed Arizona contractor licenses from licensed contractors, that's illegal to do. They come in, they borrow the license, they do the work, they leave the state, then you want to do a warranty. Well, it ends up that little contractor that rented his license out had 4,000 roofs done under it, and they're all gone wrong, and there's no chance he's going to be able to stand up
exactly
to the warranty.
Yeah.
When we were talking, we're right next to Durafoam, the Rosie on the House booth here at the home show, and the gentleman at Durafoam, he was saying it took them a year.
Yeah.
To get through all of the jobs that they had. So when a big storm like that hits, when we get 5 inches of rain, the most rain recorded in a one-day period in Arizona ever, you know, that creates a lot of problems, and it takes a long time to fix. The good news is if you have a leak, there's no reason to panic and go to the first person that can be available. Punch a hole. Let the water drain through. Empty the pots out. put some tarps over your roof. There's a lot of things we can do to, you know, just live with it until a certified, competent contractor can get there.
In the last rain, I called the Rosie Certified Roofers. One of them in 48 hours received 1,400 phone calls. Mm-hmm. The other one received 1,100 phone calls. So the good contractors are worth waiting for. All right, folks, we're handing out the security package, home security resource guide, all weekend long at the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. Get on down here to the Rosie booth. We're going to be broadcasting for another hour. We're going to have Mr. Harold Perkins here from Galaxy Lending Group. If you know anyone that's currently renting, you've got to call them, Facebook them, tweet them. How else do you do it?
Email.
Open the window and yell across the street. Email.
We had some emails that came in from the newsletter we sent out Thursday when they saw Harold was going to be here, okay. So we'll cover those.
Good. People are wanting to know, how can I get out of the renting situation? Does the foreclosure, does the short sale disqualify me from getting in there and quit making a rent payment and start making a mortgage payment and start building upon that first rung of the American hope and wish of home ownership? So we'll be talking about all of that with Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group right when we get back in the 10 o'clock hour. Again, broadcasting from Maricopa County Fairgrounds at the Maricopa County Land and Home and Landscaping Show. We've got the Home Security Resource Guide we're giving out. We've got a lot of our partners here.
15 of them.
15
covering everything from landscaping, home energy audits, roofing, solar.
Termites.
Termites. One of our newest partners, Irwin Furniture, is here.
Yes.
They do some furniture restoration. I was actually,
he made an evil joke on Jennifer yesterday.
Oh, really?
We gave him that family trunk that came over the Cumberland Gap with Jennifer's great-grandmother. And we gave it to him to refinish it, and he has it all torn apart. And he says, "Don't worry, we'll figure out how to put it back together."
It came apart. It can go back together. No problem. We got this.
It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.